With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Montana ranks among the top three states in the nation per capita for traumatic brain injuries, according to industry workers and advocacy groups. Traumatic brain injuries, or TBIs, include strokes, brain infections, or a hit to the head that causes brain damage. Ann Geiger is the executive director and the co-founder of Liberty Place in Whitehall, an organization founded more than two decades ago that provides homes and life training skills for people who live with brain injuries.
We have high-risk industries, high-risk recreation. We have wide open spaces that people drive really crazy fast and may not be wearing their seatbelts. And, you know, if you get thrown from the vehicle, you're going to have a brain injury if you survive. So, yeah, that's kind of the deal. Montana also being among the highest for volunteerism for the military service, that you know, TBI and PTSD they're kind of hand in hand.
Down the street from Liberty Place's office in Whitehall, there's a townhouse where nine people with traumatic brain injuries can live together in semi-independence. When I visited Wednesday, there was a man sitting on a couch in the living room watching TV, sometimes rocking back and forth in his seat. Another resident sitting in the kitchen asked me if I was told a bunch of nuts lived in the house. A woman who works at Liberty Place defends her, saying it's not that they're nuts, they just have a brain injury. And that makes it harder for them to make the right decisions or do some everyday things on their own. Like many other healthcare facilities in Montana, there's a shortage of trained, skilled workers here. Executive Director Ann Geiger also says Liberty Place alone can't meet all the needs people with brain injuries have in Montana. When she got started, Geiger imagined there could eventually be seven organizations like hers working in the state. Today, it's still just them.
The need it's huge.
On Wednesday, the Montana Department of Labor announced it's using federal money to sponsor about a half dozen apprenticeships to train existing employees at Liberty Place. It's still unclear right now exactly how much that will cost. Madeline Bame, a healthcare program specialist for the Labor Department, says offering apprenticeships like this will help fill a gap in healthcare needs in the state and add opportunities for healthcare workers to earn higher wages.
There is a impending, or it's already here, depending on how you look at it, workforce shortage in healthcare in Montana. We need to add about 2,000 new healthcare employees every year.
Sarah Murish, a life skills trainer at Liberty Place, is going to take part in the new apprenticeship programs in behavioral and community health.
It is a tough job, so anybody that wants to do it, I think the more in training that you can give those people that really have the heart and the drive to work with people with TBIs. Any kind of training when you're in the medical field is good.
Ann Geiger of Liberty Place says about 95% of her organization's funding comes from Medicaid because her clients need government assistance to pay for their medical needs. She says low Medicaid reimbursement rates limit her ability to pay higher wages. Geiger says the new training program sponsored by the State Labor Department can help her attract people to work at Liberty Place.
You have to kind of grow your own workforce. And so, you know, not everybody can afford to go to college. And this is a great way for somebody that can't afford a college that wants to be in a healthcare field to jump in. And they'll end up with a nationally recognized, you know, accreditation afterwards. So they'll be much more employable.
Although the new state apprenticeship programs are helpful, Geiger says not everything the state is doing lately is improving the availability of healthcare services in the state.
The only reason we end up turning people away that really need our services is a funding issue. And as you know, Montana Medicaid is struggling right now. They've done a major rate cut for all providers, not just us. And so getting people into that system is much more complicated than it used to be and taking much longer. That's really a bad story when we have to say, we would like to help you, but we can't until you can get funding.
To solve the state's budget crisis last year, Governor Steve Bullock and lawmakers agreed to cut how much the state pays Medicaid providers by about 3%. Other Medicaid services are being cut as well. But the administration is continuing programs aimed at filling the gap in available healthcare services in the state by retaining existing workers and bringing in new ones, like the new apprenticeships at Liberty Place that hold the possibility of higher wages that come with additional training and education. Still, the State Labor Department's Madeline Bame says it doesn't look like they're going to hit their goal this year of adding 2,000 workers to the healthcare sector.
I don't think we're going to make it. I think that we have a really low unemployment rate, and we're probably going to have to find other ways as well as apprenticeship and education. But we'll have to figure it out.
BAME says the curriculum for the new apprentices in Whitehall should be ready in mid-March. Their on-the-job training will last 1 year. Once complete, they'll be the first healthcare workers in the state to receive nationally recognized credentials in their job of assisted living and transitional care for people with traumatic brain injuries. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
This report was made possible in part by a grant from the Montana Healthcare Foundation.